Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7:36. You can watch this show every day. When we're here, it's live. When we're not here, Vaughn is running a loop. And on the weekends, it's like a best of loop for the week. Go to radioalice.com/watch. And Vaughn has some kind of a, you got an appearance tonight, don't you? That's a yes. Hurry in. Hurry on in, Vondala.
He's going to come over here.
Yeah. Come on. I saw you. Saw you waving to him, to Jesus. All right. Vaughn, where are you performing or DJing or spinning or dancing burlesque this evening?
Tonight I'll be dancing burlesque at the Skylark Bar.
As you do every Friday.
Every Friday. Well, most Fridays at least. Most Fridays. The Skylark Bar tonight on 16th in Valencia down in the Mission District. Come out and see me. Honey Bunny and a bunch of other...
Honey Bunny's the big star dancer.
Yes,
she's your anchor dancer.
That's right. She is the Bendy Barbie of the Barbary Coast.
I see. So is there a website people can look at for tickets, et cetera?
HoneyBunnyBurlesque.com.
Perfect.
That's the best way to look it up.
The real star of the show, though, is Vaughn.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. Vaughn, thank you.
Thanks,
excellent.
Guys.
Time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. That's an app. You can get the app, and then you can listen to this show anywhere you go. Right there on your phone. You just, there you are.
And there we are.
And there we are.
We're together all the time. Leave that stream running.
Leave it running as long as you possibly can. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about a thing.
It's good. Okay, so people are still sitting on that ship, including,
my brother's boss's parents.
Are on the ship off the coast of California waiting to find out if the people who tested are in fact positive for a coronavirus. They tested 45 people.
Somebody else on a previous.
Right.
He was the first guy to die, or somebody died.
Right. And others tested positive after the fact
not
as
good.
Well.
Oh, boy.
Someone texted in as I was talking about how people can be so sorry about my chair. I don't know when I'll get a new one.
It's fine. I actually enjoy it.
I
enjoy the
do.
Look on your face as you.
It stops
think.
Me in my tracks each time.
Mm, well.
Anyway, as we were talking about how people, there are a percentage of people out there who will ignore the stay-in quarantine.
Right.
Here's the story. One of them, a New Hampshire guy, is the first coronavirus patient who shrugged off his quarantine and went to an event in a different state, exposing almost 200 people to the deadly illness.
But when you expose 200 people, you've exposed 200,000 people. I mean,
well, sure. Each one of those people goes home,
they
and then
go,
they have friends, and they go to stores, and they
and
touch
they tell
stuff.
Two friends, and they tell right. two friends, and so on, and so on.
This person was told after they showed symptoms of the virus, they had returned from a trip to Italy. They were told stay home while awaiting the test results, and they came back positive. But this person did not stay home. He had ignored the instructions and gone to a party over the border in Vermont.
So does he get in trouble?
I don't.
What do they do to this guy?
I don't
tisk,
think.
Tisk?
Well, I think that it's something that you can address with this person privately. But are there laws on the books? No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It just sucks that this person is a person that is that selfish, that they're so... They couldn't possibly miss that party.
Mm. Parties are fun.
Sorry, you've been told the
quarantine.
Yeah,
but I feel fine. Fine. You know, I'm fine. I'm going to be fine.
Well,
plus, if I die, I want to have as much fun as I can till then. Yeah, there's
those cases are out there though, and that's an example. This person was told directly, stay in quarantine, so, stay home, and they went out anyway.
What was the story that you did earlier though, where it was like, you know, 40% of people say that they should be on lockdown. We should have trackers. That's what it was. Yeah, all right, throw some trackers on these people. No. Although if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen.
I don't like it. That directly affects people who are unknowing.
Right. I'm just at a party.
Right.
Oh, that guy's got coronavirus? I gotta go meet him.
Daylight saving time starts this weekend, everyone. So while you also should be springing forward, you should also change the batteries in your smoke alarm, restock your emergency kit. If you've got time, clean out your fridge, pantry, and medicine cabinet. And they say flip your mattress. Mine doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Most don't.
And mine
anymore.
Is like attached to the, I can't.
Right.
So, electronics in it.
I
sleep in a lab.
I had not been able to get through the whole list.
Oh, a list of what?
So there's this was put in front of me. Analysis of 75 countries reveals shocking scale of global women's rights backlash. Mm. 9 out of 10 people found to be biased against women. Mm. 9 out of 10.
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
Yeah. Women are like, this is not surprising.
Almost 90% of people are biased against women, according to a new index.
Like, what were some of the questions? Did they say how they sampled this? Was it just, you know, sort of internalized biases that, you know, from being raised in a patriarchal household, or what
so
was it?
So it's a really wordy study, and it's as you drill into it, you find that there's a lot of information here, so it's not as easy as all that, mm-hmm. but the purposes of this news break. But the first gender social norm index analyzed data from 75 countries that collectively are home to 80% of the global population. It found that almost half of people feel men are superior political leaders, and more than 40% believe men make better business executives. Listen to this.
All right, I'm ready.
This is globally now. We're not talking about the United States, but the United States is part of this.
We have our own biases.
Almost a third of men and women think it's acceptable for a man to beat his wife. This is a modern survey.
I'm sorry, a third of men and women?
A third of men and women think it's socially acceptable for a man to beat his wife.
Well, at least it's not 9 out of 10.
While in many countries these biases are shrinking, in many others the biases are actually sliding backwards. So you can look up this study.
It's horrifying.
A UN program that put out the study, UN Development Program, UNDP.
Where's the
published
story
its
from?
Findings on Thursday, and they're calling on governments to introduce legislation and policies that address the ingrained prejudice, as they should. I don't know where they printed this from. It looks like the Bill and no, that might be an ad.
The Microsoft Foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought, oh my God.
Yeah, listen, there's a lot of things that are hard to swallow as a woman, and thank you. And that is one of them, for sure. Like to hear that 9 out of 10 people are like, yeah, women, forget them.
Settle, Sarah. That's nicely done.
Thank you.
Very nicely done.
Thank you. Thanks. See?
I wouldn't call
don't,
that
don't
one
worry.
Of them, but go on.
Nine out of, oh, really? I'm done. I'm done talking.
Researchers looked at stats from all 50 states to figure out how much money you'd need to make to reach an ideal level of life satisfaction.
Oh.
In other words,
that takes
happiness
money?
With next to no stress. In almost every state, it's over 90 grand.
A year. In salary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, when your bills are paid, that is less stress, and you have an emergency fund.
Right.
You feel like, okay, I can take a breath here.
The state where happiness costs the most is Hawaii.
Oh.
You'd need to make $201,000 a year to be truly happy and stress-free there.
Wow.
The rest of the five most expensive states for happiness are California at $145,000, New York at $144,000, Oregon at $141,000 and Massachusetts at $137,000.
Wow.
I'm surprised to see Oregon in there.
Yeah, Oregon seems like a sort of a viable alternative to the expenses here, but it's only, what did you say, 10 grand less?
Yeah, it's still a West Coast state.
True.
So there is that.
What about the places that it costs the least amount of money?
Let's see here.
I'm, like, super happy in Alabama?
The state where you can truly be happy on the cheapest budget is Mississippi at $89,000 a year. Followed by Oklahoma, Arkansas, New Mexico, and Kansas. Oh. Sorry, Nebraska, you didn't make the list today.
Omaha, somewhere in middle America. It's not the most expensive state, but it's not the least expensive state.
Right, it's somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle.
I'll tell you.
I can't wait to sing all day today.
You're going to sing all day?
Of course I will. Friday. Oh, that's good. And I'll be able to lube my throat up a little bit.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay, I'm ready.
Lube it up.
When you dream of singing like you are now.
Yeah.
What's the song? What's the thing that you're like, you know what I really want to do today?
Oh, it'll be some different song. There's no, like, look, Boston, sure. John starts a Boston song. I'll stand up and start singing. Or I'll just sit there and sing it. Usually you got to stand, like Boston's hard. You got to stand up for that.
Oh, you do?
And get the proper breath support.
All right.
It's funny. I try and sing in here, and I'm such a slumper, you know? Like, I'm so slumped over this desk
you
right now.
You are a slumper.
Like, total rib cage folded, and I try and sing in here. I'm like, I should really stand up, but I'm so tired.
When I see our videos, I do think it's interesting how still you sit when we do this show.
Yeah.
You really are. You're doing it now. Your arms are folded, yeah. And you're sort of in your shoulders dropped yeah. position. And you stay there.
Yeah. That's where I sit.
It's I'm weird. It.
You know what I do a lot that I've noticed on those little videos is I like scratch the back of my head and pull my hair. I'll be watching. I'll be
like a nervous tick or something?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm like, my head's not itchy. And I don't, if I think about it, like, I'm like, do I need to itch right there? But I like fit my fingers into my hair and then pull my fingers through it. Such a weird, I constantly, you'll notice it now that I've mentioned it. It's constant. But mostly I like, you know, steeple my fingers together, or I, you know, I just have like certain little things that, you know, like the.
Mostly you sit still.
Yeah.
Like deadly still. It's yeah. It's interesting that you don't have more energy coursing through you where you're like twitchy.
You know, I feel like weirdly in my life, these 4 hours are the ones that count. And I'm super present here, like in a way that I'm really not in a lot of the rest of my life. Like someone can try to talk to me when we're not on the air and I'm all like, I'm sorry, is there someone else even in the room? Like I, all I hear is rah, 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 rah. Like I am totally not like I. But in this room at this moment, like there's nothing more important to me than hearing what is being said on the show. Like I it's like something I've learned. Like even when you're hearing something that you're just that you might tune out in your regular life, I got to.
Plug in.
I don't need you to be like, what do you think? And I go, Jesus, I don't know because I was thinking about something else.
I didn't hear a word you said. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I can't say that's never happened, but, you know.
Happens to everybody.
Sure. And I just try to not let it happen on this show.
Right. Well, anyway.
So I'm very still and I'm concentrating, I think. You know?
Well, I think it's weirder that we're. Even though we're doing the one thing, we're also doing multiple things at once. Even if it's just checking the clock and making sure that...
I got my story over here, but I got an ear on you, and I'm looking to make sure everything's okay on my computer, and me and Brynn are having a secret mental conversation, and I'm going to figure out how to make that one thing happen when we get off the air. And what were you saying?
What are you going to make happen?
I don't know. Whatever's, you know. Why, are you hungry? I can make breakfast happen.
Oh, I'm starving.
What just happened? What?
That's the show. There it is.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Fact, 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 fact.
Victoria's Secret was based out of Columbus, Ohio in the 80s, but used a fake London address on their catalogs so they'd look more luxurious.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you?
Journey, the band.
Yeah.
Journey never had a number one hit. Their closest was Open Arms, which made it to number two on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Mm. In February of 1982.
Play me some Open Arms. All right. Yeah. This song is one of their worst songs.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah. Their best song is, Lights is great. I mean, I love Lights. But Stone in Love is just my favorite song. Listen to that voice. How could our love be so wrong?
Don't do it, Bryn.
It drifted apart, but here you are by my side. I should stand up for this part. So now I come to you with open arms, nothing to hide. Believe what I say. I don't know all the words, so I waited for him to sing them.
Yeah, no, we heard you get caught there.
We have to cleanse the palate, though, don't we?
Open, you'll see.
You don't need to do that. You know what's weird nice about this song?
We have to do that.
Listen.
This is before you knew how to play guitar.
I'll just let me know when you're done. Listen to this.
We
this song. This isn't me, everyone.
Drifted apart.
This is Bryn.
I think he stops after this. There you go.
I don't want to.
When he starts laughing, everything breaks down.
Yeah,
like he
well.
Might
as well. Hey, there was Yuzette.
Yeah. Yeah, she was.
Anyway, the reason this song.
Which one? Open Arms?
Open Arms. It's associated with this girl named Lori Smullen.
Oh, Smullen.
Yeah. I think that was her last name. Anyway, at the junior high talent show, she pulled her boyfriend, who was one of my boys, Jamel, up onto the stage, made him sit there, and she sang Open Arms to him in like seventh grade. And we all sat there going, oh, the crunch. It's just too awful.
Was he like, I didn't know this was going to happen, man.
Yeah. He was.
Oh, boy.
Everybody was weirded out by the whole thing. And the song's really been that ever since.
Well, it is so sappy. But it's, you know, then you start playing it. I'm like, all right, I'm going to sing along. I can't help myself.
Even Open Arms?
Even Open Arms.
Go on.
But here you are by my side. Nice, friend. Like that.
Thanks, Sarah.
So now I come to you.
All right, we'll stop here.
By the way,
open arms.
Did you hear the story? Because I didn't get to read it this morning about Steve Perry jumping into the mix on the Journey lawsuit.
Oh my God, what has he got to say? Because he owns that company, or he helped form it, the one that actually owns the name Journey.
Right. Well, he jumps out and says, "I'm with those guys."
Steve Smith and Ross Ballery?
Yes! He was...
He and Neil Schoenschein must just... There must be something.
I don't think it's Neil
other.
Schoen. I
you
think
it's
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Yeah, I think it's him.
Why?
I don't know, but I mean, that's where you've... Look, bands...
Neil Cullen. You're,
bands
you're
are
a friend
weird.
Of the show.
We just dealt with this when you did the story about Soundgarden.
I have an update on that, by the
okay,
way. That I'm gonna,
good.
Just a quick one. I think it clarifies a little bit what's going on here.
I thought about that a lot. You know, if you were... Before you even get to it, I'll just say this. I'll climb out on a limb. I understand Chris Cornell married that woman and loved her with all his heart. Mm-hmm. And I think they had kids together. And I get that.
Yeah.
But that was his second wife.
Uh-huh.
This band has been with him through the driving in a van, going to shows, starting their business from nothing and building it up. While Chris Cornell was that band, they were also there, too. And they probably feel like...
I have some info that I'm going to want your opinion on, because it shed a slightly different light on this whole thing and what the actual argument is about.
Oh.
She's got plenty of money. It's a withhold. Well, you know what? Let's take the break.
I'm interested very much so.
I'll just give you what I have and you tell me your thoughts on that.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.